philosopher and statesman Francis Bacon wrote, "Money is a great servant, but a bad master." Hi, I'm Rob West. Perhaps the greatest decision you'll make about finances is, will money serve you or will you serve money? Put another way, will money be a blessing to you or a curse? I'll talk about that today, and then it's on to your questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, greetings to all of our listeners on the American Family Radio Network. This is our inaugural program on AFR, and our team here at MoneyWise is incredibly excited to be able to share God's principles for managing money with you right here each day. Now, when we think of managing money, a passage that probably doesn't come to mind is the first commandment in Exodus 22 and 3, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." Now, we usually think of those verses in regard to idolatry, but since money so often becomes an idol, a false god, there's definitely a financial application. Money can become a lowercase g god and master, leading to spiritual destruction. So, as believers, we need to choose wisely and make a very conscious decision. In Matthew 6, Jesus warns, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." Here's the big one: you cannot serve both God and money. Now, obviously, that passage is about greed, but at a more basic level, it's also about idolatry. That's because idolatry is the root cause of many sins, and greed is certainly included in that. In Ephesians 5:5, the Apostle Paul says, "No immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." And Paul makes an even more direct connection in 1 Timothy 6. Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It's through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. So we see that money can indeed be a very bad master. But money is a double-edged sword. It can also be a great blessing, and that's an idea that we struggle with a lot in Western society. God has given us so much in wealth and material resources, and along with that comes the great temptation to hang on to as much of it as we can. Now, of course, it's important to remember that the love of money is evil, not money itself. What we do with money can also be a spiritual barometer. The late Larry Burkett was fond of saying how you use money is an outward sign of an inward condition. Now, fortunately for us, God has modeled exactly how to break money's curse of greed and idolatry, and that's with generosity. He gave us his only son that we might spend eternity in heaven with him. What could possibly be more generous than that? So we see that giving is the antidote for greed. The Lord doesn't care how much money we have, but he's keenly interested in how we use it. In Luke 21, Jesus praises the poor widow for giving her two mites, all she had. To God, that was far more generous than the temple offerings of the rich Pharisees and Sadducees. So we see that money can be a blessing when it's used for good. It can provide clean drinking water for children around the world dying of disease. It can feed the poor and fund Bible translations for people starving for God's word. If you've ever asked yourself, why do we exist? Well, the answer is found in Isaiah 43, 6 and 7. It reads, "Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." We exist to reflect God's glory to the world, which is his, by the way, and everything in it. You see, he gives us his wealth and his resources to glorify him, not to indulge ourselves. Of course, it's okay to enjoy some of what he's given us, but within reason. And when we give into that and understand that we're furthering his kingdom, well, money actually becomes a double blessing, not only to the recipient, but to the giver as well. The point is that money only becomes a curse when we allow it to, when we allow ourselves to love it more than we love God instead of using it to show how much we love God. More to come on MoneyWise here on American Family Radio, just around the corner. Stick around. Did you know the MoneyWise listener call-in line at 800-525-7000 is open for business 24 hours a day? It's the number that never sleeps. So when the kids are off to school or you have a few minutes before that power lunch with a client, give us a call and leave your question. We use as many of them as we can on the show. 800-525-7000 is all you need to know to get biblically based answers to your questions here at MoneyWise. Call anytime. You won't catch us napping.
The thing that solidified the reality that you were my wife was your heart for God. When the scripture says, he that finds a wife. So I began confirming with my pastor in New Orleans the whole time. Yeah. I would tell him about you, tell him when we, you know, when we spend time together. And he said, Abe, spend some time praying and ask God to reveal her heart to you and write down what the Lord shows you, and which is what I did.
It was all God. It was really God, because when you did that, you followed the instruction of your pastor, and God revealed to you who I was. God showed you things that you couldn't have known at that moment in our short time meeting each other. I was so grateful because it showed me that you hear from God. And I was at that moment convinced that the only place to live is in the middle of God's will. Like, I knew that was a part of the foundation that God would have us to build for our marriage, you know, going forward.
Tune in to By Design, Saturday afternoons at 4 Central on American Family Radio. In a world where no one can tell us no.
To this day, every human being born on this planet is the product of a male and a female. That's the way God set it up.
God created us in his image.
A place where Facebook and YouTube have no control.
I think the command in Scripture relative to men and women is not mainly women sit down, but men stand up, act like men, lead as you're supposed to.
A place where we can no longer be canceled.
When the Scripture speaks, God speaks. And if you understand that rightly, then everything else simply falls into place.
The American Family Association presents the AFA streaming platform. Just visit streaming.afa.net for the latest films, documentaries, and AFA original productions. You'll even find videos from some of your favorite talk shows. All you have to do is create a free account at streaming.afa.net.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Phone lines are open today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. What's on your mind, financially speaking? Do you want to talk about your spending plan, perhaps getting out of debt, maybe saving for the future, or giving more sacrificially, with intention, giving wisely, whatever it might be? We'd love to hear from you. Again, 800-525-7000. Hey, let me take a step back and just say how excited I am to be able to bring the MoneyWise radio program to the American Family Radio Network. AFA obviously has done incredible work supporting the family for a long, long time. And for MoneyWise to be a part of this family is an incredible honor. Let me introduce you to the ministry of MoneyWise, since this is an inaugural program, as MoneyWise on American Family Radio is just launching today. We have a history that goes back a long way. In fact, I walk in some pretty big shoes each day, going back to the late Larry Burkett, which is what this program has its roots in the late late 70s and 80s, right along the side, the time that AFA was getting started. Christian Financial Concepts launched, and Larry went on the radio every day with his kind-hearted approach to giving practical advice rooted in God's Word. And it was almost like you were sitting at his kitchen table as he was counseling folks from God's Word around the practical issues and choices they were dealing with each day. And then that mantle was passed to a gentleman named Howard Dayton, who was a, and still is, a gentle giant, a mentor of mine, a Bible teacher and author who carried on this program. And then I had the chance to step into those shoes, if that's possible, in 2018 and carry on the MoneyWise radio programs and the ministry of MoneyWise, which is so much bigger than that. And I'll have the opportunity to introduce you to some of that in the days ahead. We are now adding, with MoneyWise on American Family Radio, our fourth daily installment of the MoneyWise radio programs. And we are delighted as we add to the 1,700 outlets we have the chance to broadcast on each day, the MoneyWise on American Family Radio program, to be able to serve all of you, as our heart is to bring the counsel of Scripture, God's Word, to bear in the financial decisions and choices you're making every day. And we want to be able to do that in community as we get to know one another and share our stories, our struggles, our delights. But at the center of it all, recognize that money issues, well, they're heart issues. You see, there is so much we find in God's Word about this topic, and it's not because God needs our money. It's all His, right? The cattle on a thousand hills, it all belongs to the Lord. So we have to accept our role as steward or manager of God's resources. Well, when we do that, we recognize we have an incredibly high calling. You see, we're money managers for the King of Kings. That's a big deal. And so we want to get this right. We want to understand God's heart as we think about our money very practically as it relates to our spending plans and our giving plans and paying down debt and answering the question, how much is enough? And even aligning our values with our investment choices and decisions. It's all part of this journey. And so together, each morning, we want to come together on this program and do that with one another. The way you can get involved in the program is simply by calling 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you each day, to hear your stories, your questions, and to be able to apply God's truth to what you're dealing with today. In fact, we've got some lines open right now. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. Let's begin today in Texas. Louise, you're our first caller today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Lois. I live in Victoria, Texas, and my question is about an investment that I'm making, and it is an account online through Acorns,
yeah.
And I use the Acorns app on my phone. I invest $20 a month in U.S. stocks and bonds, U.S. companies, and my question is, how can I invest my money more biblically responsibly?
Yeah, Lois, and first of all, I apologize for calling you Louise, Lois, but so delighted that you called in today. And I love this question because what you're asking is how you align your investments with what's most important to you, your values and priorities as a believer. And the good news is, Lois, it's easier than ever to do that. Even just a few years ago, it was difficult to be able to apply your faith to your investments. And when I say that, here's what I mean. You know, there's an opportunity today to do a couple of things as it relates to our investments. Number one is to avoid certain companies that perhaps are misaligned with our values and priorities as Christians. You know, here's the reality. When you invest through that Acorn account every day, Lois, and you put that $20 in, and by the way, that's a great way to do it because you're dollar cost averaging into the market. Every time you make a deposit, you're buying a few more shares. And guess what? In this period like we're in right now, where the market's down more than it's up, and it's probably temporary, but that's certainly the case right now. I think I looked before the show and we were down about 500 points on the Dow Jones. Well, when you do that,
guess what? With that $20, you're buying more shares when the market's down than you could the day before if the market was up. And when you do that, you're beginning to systematically move your capital into the market. But when you do that, Lois, you're an owner of those particular companies. And so if you want your values reflected, you need to be able to do that. So that's going to involve, in some cases, according to your convictions, avoiding certain companies. In other cases, it might be embracing companies that are really having a kingdom impact, really having an impact in the world, causing human flourishing and making a positive difference in our culture and to the ends of the earth. And that's available to you as well. So I would say here, first of all, that Acorn account is a great way to get started. You know, for somebody who is just trying to get some money systematically going in, automating those investments, putting that into an index fund like you're doing, where you're just parking that away and letting that grow over time, that's a great way to do it. As you begin to accrue and amass a bit more, I would begin to look at some of the faith-based investing fund families. So you might look at an Eventide or a Praxis Mutual Funds or Inspire or Guidestone. And you'll find many of those on our website at moneywise.org. And perhaps what you could do is over time, instead of making that systematic contribution to your Acorns account and just buying all of the companies and whatever indexes you're invested in, you begin to intentionally select some fund families where their stated purpose, Lois, is actually to make investments that not only are going to seek a positive return to perform well for you over time, but to make a positive impact in the world, even a kingdom impact. So here's what I'd love for you to do as your homework. I'd love for you to check out our website, moneywise.org, and begin to read about some of these fund families. And perhaps when you're ready, what you might want to do is consider replacing that systematic investment into Acorns into one of these investment fund families that really are going to allow you to align your investments with your priorities as a believer. Does that make sense?
Where is that website?
Yes, ma'am. It's moneywise.org, moneywise.org. And Lois, if you have questions along the way, we'd love to hear from you. You could also visit our friends at soundmindinvesting.org and learn a bit more there as well. But hey, you're on the right track. You stay with it, Lois. Keep making that systematic investment. And when you're ready, you can maybe pivot to some of these other fund families, and I think you'll be encouraged when you do it. All right, we're going to pause, but we've got some lines open here on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. We'd love to hear from you. What's your question today, financially speaking? We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. We're going to pause, but we'll be right back. Stick around.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Bishop E.W. Jackson is on a mission.
Some people are just embarrassed to be Americans. That's a big problem. I mean, I've heard people say that. They're embarrassed to be Americans. I'm not embarrassed to be American. I love my country. I'm thankful to God that I'm an American. I'm thankful to God to live in this land of freedom and opportunity and hope. And I'm fighting to make sure that that never changes.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson every weekday at noon Central on AFR, or catch the podcast at AFR.net.
It's better to be forgotten. Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf, who helped found the Moravian Church, used to tell their missionaries in training to preach the gospel, die, and be forgotten. In doing so, he emphasized a principle that Christians in every century should live by. Do not live for fame, it has no value. Can you imagine the roller coaster ride that Joseph in the Bible went on? He went from prisoner to prince, from pit dweller to second in command. Notoriety didn't matter to Joseph, though, nor should it matter to any who serve in God's kingdom. We should only be devoted to the fame of our Savior. Today, let's walk in true humility and make much of Christ by not taking any credit for success or accomplishments. I'm Aaron Paulus, husband, dad, and follower of Jesus, for OneCry.com.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Delighted to be here today for our inaugural program as each morning we gather together to mine the scriptures and apply God's truth to the financial decisions and choices you're making every day. What's your question? We'd love to hear from you. We've got some lines open, 800-525-7000. That's going to be the number to call each morning here when we gather together. It's 800-525-7000. And when you think about it, you know, money, although it seems like there's just an unending number of choices and ways we can allocate it, it really does boil down to four categories, if you will. There's only four things we can do with money, and they actually go together pretty well. It's live, give, owe, and grow. Now, let me back up and explain that. There's the money we live on. That's our lifestyle, our living expenses, and most often we're thinking about spending plans and budgets. Well, I won't use the B word. All right, spending plans. As we allocate God's resources, giving every dollar a name, determining where it's going to go. And here's the key, making sure that as we allocate it, it's aligned with our values and priorities. What's most important to us? And if money and the way we handle it tells a story about what we value, are we happy with that story? Does it align with where God is leading us? And if not, perhaps we need to make a change. Well, we can talk about that, your spending plan or your budget today, 800-525-7000. In that live category is also this idea of a financial finish line. How much is enough? Not only for our lifestyle, but also for our accumulation. Well, then there's give, and you know that area well. The counsel of Scripture is replete with this idea that we're image bearers of God. We were created in His image. He's the ultimate giver. So I like to say we're most like Him when we're giving. Well, we're never going to give to our maximum potential unless we understand that we need to have a plan for our giving. We need to build it into our spending plan. We need to be thinking about how we can give assets and not only cash. We need to be giving systematically and, yeah, spontaneously too, but we need to have a plan. Well, we can talk about that. Then there's owe and grow. Owe, you know, of course, is the amount that we're paying back for debt. We want to certainly pay that off as quickly as we can. Borrowing is not a sin, but there are clear warnings throughout Scripture. So we want to be paying down debt in an appropriate way. And then we want to grow our money. That's the money we're putting away, not only for the short term, what I call your emergency fund, but also for the longer term, that money that you're saving for the future. We want to talk about how you do that appropriately as well. So what are your questions related to live, give, owe, or grow? Well, we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head back to the phones. We're going to go to Claudia in Illinois. Claudia, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Claudia. We're at the retirement age right now. My husband retired about 2 years ago, and I retired this year. And we still have some money in 401k, 403b, and some other retirement from my husband's side. So we'd like to consolidate all that into one and to invest it either. And actually, I don't know what's the best way of doing it. Should we keep it in stocks and bonds right now, or should we put it in an annuity because it's a more safe. However, I know that the annuity doesn't pay much interest and it's more costly. So what would be your advice? What should we do?
Yeah, it's a great question, Claudia, and I'm excited for you in this next season of life to determine what God has for you. Tell me about the 401k or 401ks that you have. Did you say you all are now fully retired or are you still working?
Yes, I'm fully retired.
Okay, great. And are you planning to live off a portion of this 401k each month? Are you going to try to generate an income stream from this to supplement other income sources like Social Security? Or is this money that's just going to continue to grow?
No, that would be great if you, you know, but it really depends what's the best way to do. I don't necessarily need it right away. My husband still works a little bit on the side.
Okay,
so,
very good.
You know, but I want to know what's the best way, since I know that annuities, I don't know, at least at this point, I heard that they don't pay any interest and it's not growing at all. And what's the best way to do?
Yeah, well, that's helpful to know that you don't have to tap into this money if you don't have to with his supplemental income as he's continuing to work, perhaps part-time, plus other income sources you have. You don't need this money, so it can continue to grow, and that's a good thing. Let me ask you this as well, and then I'll give you my thoughts. What do you have roughly in these 401ks if you'd put it all together? What do you think?
It was more, but right now it's about 300 because the market really dropped a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, here's the thing. You know, we go through these periods of time. The market is cyclical, so is the economy. And we've been in a raging bull market for a long, long time. We're, in fact, overdue for a correction or even a bear market brought on by a recession. You know, most economists I trust say that we'll probably dip into a recession sometime in the next 12 months. Could we skirt it? Yeah, it's possible, but not likely. That's why we're seeing interest rates rising so quickly. Of course, inflation out of control right now. And so we've got to rein that back in as quickly as we can. Consumers still strong. Company earnings are still strong. Wages are very strong. Those are all good things, but we've got other headwinds, namely inflation. We've got some signs that the economy is slowing down. So we're going to be in a period of volatility, in my view, here in the market for quite some time. But keep in mind, Claudia, that, you know, when you think about your investments, you know, even when you hit retirement, you still should have a decades long view of this money. Because if the Lord tarries and you're in good health, let's say you live into your 90s or more, you're going to need this money to last a long, long time. So I think the key is your perspective needs to be long term in nature. That's number one. Number two, recognize this volatility is part of what we experience in the market and the economy. It's not unusual. It shouldn't be unexpected. We just need to make sure, and this is number three, that we have the right investment allocation, that we're in the right types of investments. We have the right mix of, let's say, stocks and bonds, and those stocks could be in the form of mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, but that we have the right investment mix so you're not taking unnecessary risk that's inappropriate for your age, goals, and objectives. And the key, I think, would be to get some professional counsel, someone to help you manage this and make sure that, in fact, you have these positioned in the right places. So what I would recommend, as opposed to rushing into an annuity, even though there is downside protection, they're complicated, they're expensive, and I think you're perhaps not going to do as well, at least historically looking, I don't think you'll do as well as in a properly managed stock and bond portfolio. So my recommendation would be to connect with an advisor so that you roll this 401k over to an IRA, and then somebody who gets to know you, who has experience and expertise in this, can deploy an investment portfolio that allows you to grow modestly, draw an income when you need it, have some downside protection, but also make sure you can access your funds when you need them, which is going to be challenging in an annuity. You can find a certified Kingdom Advisor on our website at moneywise.org. I'd check that out, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sometimes you just need a little guidance to help point you in the right direction.
In 300 feet, turn right.
If you're feeling lost when it comes to your finances, we're here to help. You can connect with a trained MoneyWise coach absolutely free. A MoneyWise coach can help you build a personal budget, develop a plan to knock out your debt, and more. Visit moneywise.org/connect. That's moneywise.org/connect.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
This week, we're commemorating true heroes, the kind we need today. From the time I was young, Daniel, the politician and prophet, was my hero. Kidnapped, orphaned, sexually abused, and relocated to a foreign, idolatrous nation, Daniel stood the test of character by purposing in his heart to trust God, even as a boy. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and another Stand in the Gap Minute. True heroes are great because they trust in God. For Daniel, God gave him great wisdom and understanding. Exalted to vice president of Babylon, he served powerful kings. His colleagues tried to destroy him, but found him blameless. Though his godly life made him a target, and even in his old age ended him in a lion's den, Daniel served God faithfully and trusted God implicitly. He was unwavering in his trust, a true hero. Now, how about you? Would you join us at Stand in the Gap Radio and TV, Walk by Faith and Trust in God? Visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Siri, open my food delivery app.
Before you order in again, are you sure that's in your budget?
What budget?
Exactly. You need the free MoneyWise app. With its electronic envelope budgeting system, you'll know exactly where every dollar is going, and you can finally stay on top of your money.
I guess that does sound like a pretty good idea. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay. Searching for MoneyWise in the App Store. Learn more at moneywise.org.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have had the procedure I needed without CHM's help sharing the bills. That letter from a member displays Christian Healthcare Ministry's purpose to glorify God and serve His people. CHM is the original non-insurance voluntary health cost sharing ministry, enabling its members to share the cost of each other's medical bills. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Delighted to have you along with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. In just a moment, we'll head back to the phones. We've got some great questions all stacked up. Before we do, just before the break, I mentioned our website. I mentioned something called a Certified Kingdom Advisor. Let me expand on that just for a moment. Here at MoneyWise, we trust the designation CKA, Certified Kingdom Advisor, as the gold standard for biblically wise professional financial advice. These are not men and women who work for MoneyWise. These are professionals at firms, both independent and the big firms that you'd recognize from up and down Wall Street. But they are specially trained and have met high standards to deliver biblical financial counsel. They've gone through extensive training and a proctored exam, pastor reference, client references, statement of faith, a code of ethics. They've met experience requirements and character requirements. These are folks that are set aside and really wanting to position themselves as achieving the highest level of mastery as it relates to professional biblical financial advice. There's more than 1,500 that have earned the designation all over the country, and there's probably one right in your backyard. And so when you're looking for a financial advisor, somebody to help you with your planning or your investments, taxes, or insurance, we recommend that you check with a couple of Certified Kingdom Advisors. In fact, I'd always interview two or three in your area and find the one that's the best fit for you. You can find a CKA in your city when you head to our website, moneywise.org. Just click Find a CKA and let us know how that goes. All right, we're going to head back to the phones today. We've got one line open, 800-525-7000. Teresa's in Texas. And Teresa, we're so glad you've called today on our inaugural program here on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. You go right ahead.
Thank you so much. It's kind of a two-prong question, but the background is that my mom has Alzheimer's and is in a memory care home. Mm-hmm. And to pay for that, we had to sell her house. And now we are down to $400,000. And they just do a monthly withdrawal every month to pay for her care.
Okay.
So that money is left for her. And my sister and I are co-trustees of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my car was stolen. So I'm in a rental car. And I tried to go buy another car, and I am just getting a lot of stop signs on that because my credit shows that I have no credit.
Yeah.
I said, well, of course I don't. That's because I'm not in debt.
Yeah.
I don't have credit cards. I'm not in debt. So, and I don't really want to go into debt.
Yeah.
How do I buy another car? And my own bank that knows and has the $400,000 in there, they even denied me a loan.
Sure.
And said I need to come create some credit.
Yeah. Well, we can certainly talk about that, Teresa, and I understand the challenge that this situation is. And obviously, even though you're co-trustee on this account for your mom, those are assets that need to be used for her purposes. And so even though you're there listed on that account, that's really not seen as your asset and is not going to be factored into determining your credit worthiness. You mentioned you don't want to borrow, but am I correct that did you also say you don't have anything put aside for this, so you are going to need to take on a loan if you're going to buy a car? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the key for you right now, and I realize that rental car is going to get expensive. So first, let's pray and ask the Lord to give you a temporary solution here. Maybe there's somebody at your church, Teresa, that has an extra car. Maybe you could make your need known that they could let you drive it for a few weeks or a few months even. And maybe you compensate them that partially for that. Or maybe they'd just be willing to bless you with that for a period of time so you're not coming out of pocket in an exorbitant amount, which I realize is going to be really problematic on your budget if you continue to rent. So that's the first issue. Let's pray and ask the Lord to give you a temporary solution, because my second response to this is related to how you repair your credit or establish credit, perhaps would be a better way of saying that. And that's not going to happen quickly, but it can be done. A great way to do this, Teresa, is with what's called a secured credit card. Most issuers and banks offer them. You would typically put a certain amount on deposit, a few hundred dollars, and then you can spend up to that, but don't. The key would be to make one budgeted purchase a month and pay it off right away. It could be just $10 or $20 a month, something you've planned for. It's in your spending plan, but you're going to go ahead and make that charge and then make that payment. Well, here's what's going to happen is your faithful payments will be reported to the credit bureaus, which is going to establish a credit history and a credit score. The longer you do this, the higher your score will be. And once you have a credit score in the high 600s, you'll likely be able to get a car loan if you can also show documented income. Here's the key, though. Don't ask a relative to co-sign for you. The Bible is very clear about warning against that. And I think the other issue is to save as much as you can. So I'd go back to that spending plan, look to eliminate as many expenses as you can so you can free up what I call margin or surplus on a monthly basis to be able to set aside for that down payment on the car. At the same time, let's perhaps reapproach your bank, this time though not for a car loan, but for that secured credit card so you can begin to establish your credit. And let's pray and ask the Lord to give you a temporary solution. Make this need known to those in your sphere of influence at your church, and let's see what God does. And here's my request, finally. When God provides, and I'm confident He will, give us a call. Let us know how it turned out. We appreciate your call today. All right, to Montana we go. Linda, you're next on the program. Go right ahead.
Yes, my husband and I were wondering what you thought of Timothy plans.
I'm a big fan. I know the team at the Timothy Plans very well, Brian and the whole gang, and they do a great job. So, you know, here's the thing. We were talking earlier about faith-based investing, which really is this idea that it's an exciting time as it relates to our investments. As we're owners of companies, we can go into fund families that are able to align our values as believers with our investment choices. Mutual funds are a great way to do that, which means we need to find faith-based fund families. And Timothy Plans is one of the oldest in this space. And so I'm a big fan. There are others that are great as well. And you'll find many of those on our website, Eventide and Praxis and Inspire and Guidestone, Camelot portfolios, Cambridge as well. So I would begin to do some research and find the fund families that are the right fit for you. But certainly Timothy would be on that list, and I think it'd be a wonderful choice. Okay?
I was going to have you repeat those other ones, but I can go to your website.
You sure can. It's moneywise.org. You got it, Linda. Hey, thanks for calling in today and asking that question. I appreciate it. You know, folks, as we think about our investments and aligning our capital with God's heart, I would really encourage you, if you haven't thought about it, prayed about it, developed your convictions around your own investments, that you begin to explore this exciting aspect of the investment landscape where we can make a positive difference in the world. We're going to pause for a break, but we'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
Your kids are grown and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical, biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
We forget sometimes that our bodies are included in the redemption, that the reason Jesus himself was physically raised from the dead, because of that, we will also, the Bible talks about, we will be physically raised from the dead.
The Great Restoration, an article by Jordan Chambly.
And we can look forward to one day being resurrected and restored to a physical, eternal life.
To read this article, visit afa.net/the stand.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, and so glad you're along with us today. It looks like we've got one line open, 800-525-7000. Hey, before we head back to the phones today, let me just mention, well, you're well aware of this. The U.S. inflation rate is now sitting at 8.26%. It's incredibly high. The average family, probably about $300 to $400 a month in increased spending to be able to cover the costs, the rising costs of so many goods and services we're experiencing. What do you do about that? You know, it's really challenging, and especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck. And I think really the key thing that I would encourage you to do is go back to that spending plan. You've got to have it. Here on MoneyWise, you're going to hear me talking about your spending plan a lot, making sure you take the time to track and understand what you're spending, both in your fixed expenses, those things you get a bill for, and your discretionary expenses, those things you don't get a bill for, eating out and entertainment and clothing. Well, we've got to understand what we're doing. And I like to say we have to give every dollar a name, because if we don't, well, it'll find its way to a home that may not align with our values and priorities. So having that plan and agreeing on that as husband and wife, and having room in that for each of us to be who God has created us, but to make sure that it balances, and here's the key, that it has margin, is really essential. Well, that's more difficult than ever in this period where we're spending an extra perhaps $5,000 or more dollars a year because of inflation. So what do we do? Well, we've got to start with that plan. And then let's look for some practical ways that we can cut back. Here's a few of them. Studies show you can cut spending from 10 to 30% by using cash for everything. It's just harder to part with real dollars than using a credit or debit card. Here's another idea. One day a week, try not spending any money at all. Don't buy a coffee at a convenience store, or don't browse online to avoid buying something on impulse. Try spending one day a week where you don't spend anything. By the way, do you have to buy something online? Did you know that you might be able to save by using an incognito browser? Well, that deletes your browsing history so companies can't see what you've been looking for. Sadly, they sometimes automatically raise prices if they know it's something you really want based on the number of clicks. And you can be assured that you're going to see some pop-up ads based on the things you've been searching for, which are going to entice you into perhaps making that purchase you decided not to after the fact. Well, an incognito browser could help with that as well. Also, if you have to buy a major appliance, I'd encourage you to look for a scratch and dent item or floor model, or just plain ask for a discount. You might not get it, but it never hurts to ask, especially if you're paying with cash. So hopefully those are some ideas. And by the way, if you want to set up your spending plan, a great way to do that is through the MoneyWise app. Our team of developers spent years developing the MoneyWise app. I believe it's the very best money management system out there. You have three choices on how you can manage money: a track-only option, a track and plan, and our digital envelope system. You can connect securely to all of your banks and institutions, automatically download your transactions, and manage God's money wisely. You'll also find our Learn tab with all of the very best content in biblical finance, podcasts, articles, and videos. You'll find our MoneyWise community where you can ask questions and get answers from each other, other stewards on the journey, as well as our coaches here at MoneyWise. And you can listen to our broadcast archives. It's all there in our MoneyWise app. You'll find it in your app store when you head to your app store and search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance. That's MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store. Go download it today. All right, let's head back to the phones. We've got some great questions lined up here, and we're going to head next to Kathy, who's been, Mark's been waiting patiently in Texas. Mark, you go right ahead.
Mr. West, good morning, and thank you. My question is about whether there is a certain thing as guarantee in investing. The reason I ask this question is because I have a son that used to go to church with me. He's an adult now. In fact, he's a nurse. And for the last 4 months, he has not worked, although he says he is not concerned. He is looking for work. He all of a sudden got so involved in investing and guaranteed that, according to him, he will hit the jackpot in 1 year. And I don't know if that is the reason he is not looking, at least concerned, not having a job, even though he's a nurse, that he could find a job anywhere, anytime. He says that he will hit the jackpot through his investing. And yeah. I don't have an answer to him. I don't know what to say. You, as a financial advisor, what do you think a parent should say to a child, a son, who has this thinking?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate this question very much, Mark, because obviously you want to begin to, in a way that's intentional and yet grace-filled, begin to steer him away from his current thinking, which is probably informed by any number of places, toward a biblical and sound perspective, because clearly his approach is one that's off the mark. But as parents, we need to sometimes do this delicately, especially with adult children that are convinced that they've figured it all out. Bottom line is, no, that's not the right approach. You could go to any number of passages in God's Word. Let's go to Proverbs 21:5. This would probably be the one that most quickly comes to mind. Steady plodding brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. And that's what he's focused on, hasty speculation, this idea that speculation is the pursuit of a get-rich-quick mentality or approach. The Bible is very clear. It doesn't work. We know God's word is true, but we've also all experienced that if we've lived long enough to know that God's word is right on point, that when we speculate, we try to get rich quick, and that could be through cryptocurrency. It could be through a high-flying, you know, in the early 2000s, it was through the dot-com stocks. We like to, especially when we hear about people making all kinds of money in various things, we like to think that there's a shortcut that other people aren't aware of. And the problem is, it's just not true. The way you build wealth and the way you accumulate is through hard work over a long period of time, where you live within your means, you have surplus, and you're a steady plotter, which means you're a consistent and faithful investor over a long period of time. It's not fast and flashy, not terribly exciting to some people, and yet it's how things work. So a couple of thoughts I would have to him. Number one, you could point him back to God's word. Number two, I want to send you a book that I'd like for you to share with him. It's our gift to you, Mark. It's called Sound Mind Investing. It's actually the Sound Mind Investing Handbook. And I want you to challenge him to read it. Perhaps come up with an incentive on how you can make it worth his while to do that. But I want him to begin to understand not only principles of investing, but a biblical approach to investing that I think will be an encouragement to him. So if you wouldn't mind staying on the line, Pat will grab your information, your name and address. I'll put that is in the mail as our gift to you. You share that with him, and let's see if God will begin to open his eyes to a more sound approach to handling money and saving for the future, okay? Does that sound good, Mark? All right, I think we lost. He's actually already talking to Pat. Boy, that was quick. All right, Mark, hey, thanks for your call today. God bless you, my friend. Let's head to Maria. Maria, you've been waiting so patiently there in Texas. How can I help you? Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am 59 years old. I will be hoping to retire in maybe 6 to 7 years. I do not know anything about investing. I do have about $100,000 in savings, which is at my Federal Credit Union. And, of course, it is not making a lot of money. Yeah. And I was saving that. You know, they say you have to have 6 to 9 months for just in case if anything happens to you. Yeah. You know, safety money. But I do have a good job.
Yeah.
I've been with my company for 25 years. So my question is that too much money to have in a credit union?
Yeah.
Should I invest some of that money? And how do I start?
Yes.
First of all, I don't want to lose any money. I just want to earn some interest on it better than what I'm already earning.
Well, it's a great question, Maria. We're just about out of time, so let me just tell you quickly. I love the approach you're on. I think 6 months is the right amount to have in your emergency fund, so I would stay the course there. I think in terms of your investments, you ought to be thinking about saving for the long term by investing systematically, and I would connect with an advisor who can help you do that. If you have an advisor right now, that's great. If you don't, I would encourage you to connect with a certified Kingdom advisor on our website at moneywise.org. You can click find a CKA. Your next steps are, because the majority of what you have is in your 401k, I think what I would love for is for somebody to be able to look over those investments and just see, based on how you're allocated in your 401k, see whether you're positioned properly. Because I'd love for you to be able to make sure that you're not taking too much risk so that that money can be growing, even though you've got some time. Let's say you're working for another 5 years or more. Those are five key years that you want to protect what you have, but also see it continue to grow modestly. And then with that $100,000, perhaps that is a bit much. And so let's determine exactly how much you need for that emergency fund. And then the rest could also be invested. And as rates head up, you may want to put a portion of that in, let's say, a CD or some I bonds, something like that. That's very safe, but can grow over time. So connect with two or three advisors in your area, certified Kingdom advisors, when you visit our website, moneywise.org. Just click find a CKA. Maria, all the best to you in the days ahead. We appreciate you checking in with us. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today on our inaugural edition of MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'll tell you, I am so excited to be able to join you each morning here on this program as together we mine the scriptures and apply God's truths to your financial decisions. Thank you to Pat Montague. Thank you to Devin Patrick and Jim Henry today. Couldn't do it without them. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.